Hey everyone, Knox here. So this is not an official episode. This is actually just a random episode, but I have some news about something that I have covered in the past, which was the Zodiac Killer case that happened over 50 years ago. So this happened a while ago, yeah. And it's been unsolved for years. And some of his ciphers that he sent to newspapers have gone unsolved as well. But people around the world have tried cracking some of these, and someone cracked the 340 cipher, and it was a group of people that did it. David Orenchak, a software developer who comes from Virginia, Jarl van Eck, a Belgian computer programmer, and Sam Blake, an Australian mathematician, and I'm getting this from CNN. I'm actually reading the article right now. So those three were the ones that cracked the code. And I hope I said their names right. I apologize if I didn't. So the message, I'm trying to make sure that this is... Okay. So I'm about to read to you what the cipher says. And yeah, so here we go. Quote, I hope you're having lots of fun in trying to catch me. That wasn't me on the TV show, which brings up a point about me. I am not afraid of the gas chamber because it will send me to paradise all the sooner. Because I now have enough slaves to work for me where everyone else has nothing when they reach paradise, so they are afraid of death. I am not afraid because I know that my new life will be an easy one in paradise death. End quote. And so that was the part of the 340 cipher, and the FBI, it was sent to the FBI to be like confirmed. The FBI has confirmed that this is legit, this is true, and that this is what this cipher says. So this is a not really, I guess it's a break in the case in a sense. It tells you a little bit more about the Zodiac Killer. It doesn't tell you who the Zodiac Killer is, but this is actually an ongoing case, and they are still trying to solve it. And here's a quote from the FBI San Francisco's Twitter. The FBI is aware that a cipher attributed to the Zodiac Killer was recently solved by private citizens. The Zodiac Killer case remains an ongoing investigation for the FBI San Francisco Division and our local law enforcement partners. The Zodiac Killer terrorized multiple communities across Northern California, and even though decades have gone by, we continue to seek justice for the victims of these brutal crimes. Due to the ongoing nature of the investigation and out of respect for the victims and their families, we will not be providing further comment at this time, end quote. So it's still an ongoing case. They're still trying to solve it. And hopefully with this cipher cracked, it'll provide more insight into the other ciphers, and they'll be able to crack those ciphers that are still out there. And maybe one day they'll be able to solve this case and bring the Zodiac Killer to justice. Now, I don't know if the Zodiac Killer is still alive or not, because like I've said, it is an unsolved case. So who knows where the killer actually is, if he is alive or dead or even rotting away in prison right now. You do not know. But I thought I would share this with you and tell you that, 51 years after it was sent to the San Francisco Chronicle. Was it the Chronicle? It was one of the San Francisco papers. It was sent to the San Francisco Chronicle in 1969, and it was dubbed the 340 cipher. So, that's interesting. I immediately saw the news, grabbed my mic, hopped on here, and was like, yo, guess what? So I'm gonna go now, because that's all I have to share with you. I just thought I would share it here because I have talked about the Zodiac Killer before, and it is still, like they said, an ongoing investigation. And that's all I have for you right now. So I'll be back next week with a regularly scheduled episode, and I will definitely if I recover something like this, like the Zodiac Killer that was unsolved, and more information comes out about those cases, I will do updates like this. They'll be informal. I'll probably just like scroll through internet articles and things like that and give you the details, the updated details of what's going on. But they will not be formal episodes because like this isn't long enough to do a formal episode on because I've already covered it before. So if I ever come up with things that are like this, just little tidbits of information that have come out, I'll do short informal episodes and all. So yep, that's all I got for you. As always, if you have any questions, comments, or would like to request a paranormal event, true crime episode, mythological monsters, secret societies, conspiracy theories, or urban legends episode, you can email me at getspookywithme@gmail.com. Hit me up on my Facebook, Knox Productions. Hit me up on Twitter at Spooky Knox, or hit me up through my website, which is linked in both my Facebook and Twitter profiles. And as I said in today's episode, I will be back next week with a new Secret Societies episode on Skull and Bones. So I can't wait to share that with you all, and I will see you all next time. Bye.